Ahmed Sadeghi is a Iranian-Australian composer and tar player. His music brings together Persian sounds with jazz, classical and experimental styles. And now he's bringing together all on the one stage in a special concert series called Convergence. Joining us now for a chat on 2SER, welcome Ahmed.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Thank you so much for being here. This is a three-part concert series. You're playing on the Friday the 24th this week, as well as next week on the 30th and the 31st. And throughout these three nights, each night is portrayed as sort of a different act, but all within the same concert series. It's classic exploration, Persian traditional, and improvisation duo. Can you tell us about these three nights and how they're all different?
Well, this concert series is about a new album, basically, which is going to be recorded in ABC Classic later this year. And I thought the best way to present and explain this concept of this new album was to extract the strong elements in this new album and present them as individual concepts. Because I'm using Western classical music elements in the work, and obviously Persian classical music where I was trained in, and also a lot of improvisational segments.
Yeah.
So these three elements are going to be presented as single individual concepts.
Mm. Nice. And the concert title is called Convergence. That implies sort of a shared space, of two merging elements into a whole. Was there a specific moment or an inspiration that triggered the idea of behind Convergence?
It might be a bit cliche, but you know, when you leave somewhere and you live and then you start living somewhere else as a musician,
yeah,
and you still travel a lot. So you're kind of looking for a sense of belonging and where you belong to musically, and also where to call home and all that, and it always comes out in my music, and me collaborating and playing with different musicians in Australia, I was always looking for a new form of music that brings together different genres, different backgrounds, and music for everyone. And the idea of Convergence came out from this concept, basically.
Mm. And within this concert series, you've described music to be a dialogue instead of a standoff. I find that concept really interesting. It's such a powerful idea, especially when we live in a world where cultural expression can often feel quite competitive and isolating at times. How do you personally approach the idea of music as a conversation?
I think music is a very direct language, like in art forms as well. You know, we in music, you don't need to destroy anything to make something. So this is very beautiful. And also it's very direct. When you play something, there's nothing between you and the audience listening to your music. So it's very strong. In Eastern practice Eastern or Persian classical music, how music is shaped is very horizontal. Like there's no segments. Where in Western classical music we have segments called kind of limited, which brings in other elements like harmony and all that. I try to create a new conversation for the instruments and for the musicians based on the Eastern practice of having a phrase or a statement with no limits, with no starting point or finishing point, but your statement makes sense. And also using those harmonies of Western classical music to give it a bit of texture and maybe understandable for audiences that have no a background in Eastern classical music.
Yeah, and you're not only a composer, but you also play a really interesting instrument called the tar. Mm. For those who are unfamiliar with this instrument, it's a very beautiful and intricate sort of guitar looking. It's both very sonically and historically quite beautiful. What originally drew you to this instrument?
Interestingly, when I was very, very young, 12, I think, I fell in love with this instrument, hearing it on the radio station, on the radio program.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. And I asked my mom if she can buy me one. And she was a bit surprised. Like, what? This is a very traditional instrument. Are you sure? Like, boy at age like you, they want to play guitar or, you know, piano or, you know, rock and pop music. Oh, no, I love the tar. She got me one and I never stopped playing since then.
Oh, I love that. That's so great. I love that story. And how do you incorporate this instrument into more of a contemporary cross-genre music scene like Convergence?
It can be very easy. It can be very, very hard. I think what I do is to simplify a bit my music and then make a foundation and then find the right musicians who are interested in explorations and also improvisation as well. And then once we find this middle ground, we expand the music.
Yeah, beautiful. Hamed Sijigi's Convergence opens this Friday, the 24th, continuing on to the 30th and the 31st of October for three nights, three acts by a single boundary-pushing musical experience. Tickets and further details are available at hamedsijigi.com. That is HamedSadeghi.com. Did I get that correct?
Yes, correct.
Absolutely. Well, Hamed, thank you so much for joining me on 2SER this morning. It's been lovely to chat.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.